The risk of trading futures and options can be substantial. All information, publications, and material used and distributed by Advanced Trading Incorporated shall be construed as solicitation. ATI does not maintain an independent research department as defined in CFTC Regulation 1.71. Information obtained from third-party sources is believed to be reliable, but its accuracy is not guaranteed by Advanced Trading Incorporated. Past performance is not necessarily indicative of future results.
Good morning and welcome to ATI Pro Media. We are powered by Advanced Trading. We have an action-packed show. I may be fibbing a little bit. It's a little light on the news day and a little light on the quote board, but I see a lot more green than red for you folks who only hope that we go up. Now, the world of futures and options is loaded with people who love that we go up and love that we go down. The funds are currently short and they're doing a pretty good job, but they were tested a little bit yesterday in wheat, and that was pretty awesome. Listen up. Only 195 days till the Biden-Trump election. I don't know what else to call it, but combine their ages, and they could combined ages could be older than the United States itself. So what I did hear, though, from a news source is that there is no election in the world who has as old of candidates as the American election. So 195 days till President Joe Biden will run against ex-president Donald Trump. All right. In the last 24 hours, gold was down $100. That was interesting. Will it affect you in the grains? It's money coming in or out. We had some news of some fuel coming in from South America. Looks like America is subsidizing the growth of South American agriculture. An article came out yesterday from Farm Journal Media. I was on with Tyne Morgan this weekend. They took a little snippet and it says, Grisafi says corn could go to three. I read the first three comments. There was like 42 comments. I didn't dare read any more, but pretty much they said I was stupid. I was an idiot. I was this. Folks, you're the one growing the corn. How could I be the stupid one that you're awesome at farming? Think about that. I'm the one who can sell futures and can sell a crop that you're producing. So I can literally watch you overproduce the crop and much like the head funds sell it. So had a client call in today. He said, hey, I'm planting corn in Iowa. Things look great. I should be selling more. And he did. That was his choice. May options expire Friday. Ukraine wheat crops getting smaller. Casey wheat crops definitely getting smaller. ICAR out of Russia says they're going to export more wheat. And of course, we'll talk about this Brazil ethanol with SAF. Let's bring our own resident KC wheat expert, the one and only Brady Huck.
Morning, Tommy. It's dry out here in Kansas. We need some rain. We keep missing the forecast. They throw it out there. It's the hope forecast. It's 7 days out. And then by the time we get there, it fizzles into two droplets or nothing at all.
Show us where you are in the red. I think you got a map, right?
Yeah, let's throw that up. Might as well jump right into it. Yeah, I'm in that southwest corner of Dodge City, Kansas. Not the extreme southwest, but still there on the red and the orange in that area of Kansas and south central Kansas, and then extreme southwest Kansas, southeast Colorado, even northwest Kansas. They had a little more snow cover up in northwest Kansas. It's probably helping them out a little bit on the past 30 days percent of normal precip deal, but we're in a tough spot again. It doesn't take much to get us back there, Tommy. You know,
you could fill up the tank with a couple of good rains, but you need them pretty soon, don't you think, with the way those crop ratings went down?
Yeah. Yep. Yep. An inch of rain, you know, here over the next couple of weeks would be huge for that KC wheat crop. And it's not, you know, you look at the good to excellent conditions. I'll just flash over to those real quick as well. I mean, winter wheat was rated 50% good to excellent, which is, you know, 6% above the 5-year average and, you know, well above last year. The wheat crop still has potential here. We're getting into that crunch time where we need some rain. You know, wheat crop's not broke in March, April time frame, but April, May, June is when we make that crop, it seems like, if we've got a stand and we need some help. But we're losing bushels every day.
It was much worse last year. What the market reacted to was that the experts thought we were 55, 54% good to excellent. We dropped quickly to 50. If we miss some more rains next few weeks or months, we could go back down to the 40s or 30s even on the good to excellent.
Yep, expect it to keep going down. Yeah, if we don't get the rains, that's gonna continue to come down. And there is some rain in the forecast, I believe, but a lot of it is, you know, north into Nebraska or eastern Kansas, and gonna miss a good chunk of that red on that map there that we see.
Mm-hmm. And the boys up north, where they also grow a beautiful quality wheat that we can use in so many breads and bagels and everything else, pizza dough. The North Dakota boys, Minneapolis boys, that crop is just going in fine. They're planting right now. They have giant cedars. They're farming sections, and they can get a ton of crop. And so look for a big spring wheat crop as of today, as of the 23rd of April. Things can change. They could shut off the rain. But the North Dakota boys are really set up fine for sugar beets. Also, it's not something we talk a lot about on the show, but we plant 500,000 acres of sugar beets in the Red River Valley. And all the sugar beet farmers, Brady, and listeners also plant wheat because they need that strong rotation of going from wheat to sugar beets. And they will gladly lose money on their wheat. Not that they want to lose money on their wheat, but one of my bigger clients penciled in, we should lose $750,000 on our wheat this year if we could sell it 50 cents higher. They know it's coming, but they need that rotation. So a lot of times when you go into fringe states, whether by you, would you look at yourself as an area that has a rotation?
Absolutely. Yeah. Oh yeah. Yep. And wheat is it's a great rotational crop. We're typically one third on dry land acres. We are one third grain sorghum, one third wheat, and then the other third of those acres we fallow. So we call it a third, third, third rotation, where every 3 years we're flipping from sorghum, wheat, fallow, or wheat, sorghum, fallow is the rotation.
But, kicking it old school. If we want to learn more about that, watch that special about the Dirty 30s, 4-part series about how we just plowed up America and the dirt started to blow. Well, we don't want that to happen anymore. Let's take a look at quotes real quick. Corn's up a penny. Beans are up 3. Wheat was up big last night, bigly, but it's coming way off. Folks, if you're in the May, start thinking about July and D's. Get that moved. We'll be calling folks to move some May options and some May futures here next few days. Cattle are up. Live cattle are down a little bit. Feeders, anything. You weren't on yesterday, but we did talk about it, and I did talk about it in premium a little bit about what a great job you did dissecting the numbers on Friday. We saw that trade hit the screen on Monday. We had a nice overall day. Do you have any color on cattle, Brady?
The funds liked the report, and so we saw some buy-in, some risk on, maybe. I think maybe the word going into Monday, so that they bought it up again. It's great to see. You know, placements going forward is going to be really important to watch. Also, the heifer retention piece. We're going to get some clues of that every few months. But we don't get that July inventory report, and that's still really concerning to me, Tommy. I want to see that inventory report in July. That could be really friendly to the producer, and we're not going to get to see it. But, you know, watch the cutout, the select cutout, the choice cutout. Need to get that thing pushed above 300. Consumer and packers, they got to pull this market up. I feel like we got to have demand pull. We know the supply story, Tommy, but we got to have – it's time for the demand pull.
Interesting. It's funny, the American farmer who hates the USDA is now pissed the USDA isn't releasing a report. I think that's called irony. I don't know. Maybe it's called something else. It's just interesting.
It is.
I can promise you, folks, the USDA isn't ruining your life. You being awesome is. And if you are awesome and you're watching the show, turn around and tell your spouse, hey, Tommy said I'm awesome and I should be a more aggressive seller and protector because we could be in a mega bear market. Now, if this drought moved, or you can't even say the whole state of Indiana's completely white on the drought monitor map. Iowa's getting better. I do not have a client. If you're out there and you're pissed off with your weather scenario, call my phone line. I want to hear about it. 1-855-737-FARM. Ask for Tommy Grisafi, Joe Grisafi. You want to talk to Brady? We can transfer the call. Obviously, Brady's area has a problem. Where else are the weather problems? On that blog, everyone's like, oh, he doesn't realize it's raining here. No, kidding. It rains in April. Oh, okay. Ring the bell, right? Like, I didn't know that. April showers bring May flowers. I quoted Gordy Lynn from the Lynn Group yesterday. He said, never in the history of America has a crop been ruined in April, because there's still so much time to plant, replant, get caught up, take down your hybrids and everything else. But that's a fine looking map when it comes to the ice states, isn't it, Brady?
There's a lot of places with pretty good precipitation the last 30 days. It looks like that northern belt, the east, the Illinois, Indiana, you hit on that, Ohio. And we saw some, you know, the planting progress was kind of behind in the east a little bit, and maybe that's because it's a little too wet still out there.
But it's raining right here. I'm in that top northwest part of Indiana, right just 30 miles south of the lake. It's raining all across central Illinois. Tony Dunker's getting rain. Corporate office in Bloomington's probably getting rain. And there's just a nice little belt. I don't know that it's big moisture, but it'll definitely keep you out of the field. All right. Got about 140 people watching combined between X and LinkedIn and YouTube. If you're interested in watching this and getting notifications, every day at 9 o'clock we go live. Premium content yesterday. It was fun to break down the planting progress, and I didn't I wasn't planning on talking about KC wheat, but I did. And in premium content yesterday, Rick, you could pop that up. We broke down all the charts and everything that happened with the wheat, talked about the moving averages. Pretty much we're trading above a lot of moving averages when it comes to all three wheats now, and that's fun to see. Other markets, not so much. We also talked about that options are going to expire. I believe Dave Lechtenberg's going to be on today on premium.
Dave Lechtenberg, you can't beat having him on. What are you and Dave going to talk about today, Tommy? What's on the agenda?
Well, what we have for breakfast, what we have for lunch, and what we're having for dinner. We're going to talk about May options expiring. We're going to say, could this be like what happened in March? I don't think so. Looks like that March was the big push. We're going to talk about the May-July spread and what that means. Last week on Merchandising Magic with Michael Reginelli, he did a great job of explaining why the May-July corn spread's so friendly, yet other May-July spreads in beans and wheat, not so much. Interested to see how the wheat spreads look. But yeah. We're definitely, I know you have a problem there in your area, but the America's not running out of wheat. Exactly. And when it comes to, all right, we'd love comments, questions, whatever. Phone lines are open. Let us finish the show before you call us. But if you want to subscribe to ATI Pro Media Premium, it's $1 a day. Go to www.atipromedia.com. You could see what we do there. Subscribe, and we'd love to get you on the platform. Interesting. So
if they subscribe today, they'll get Dave's video here, and then they get
whatever. We can give them every video we've ever done.
All of them.
Yeah, we can click and go back. That's not a problem. So if we mentioned something a week or two ago, we have them in the library, as they say, and we could pull that book off the shelf and send it to them. A lot of interesting things. Let's talk about some things you and I and Connor and the ATI Pro Media crew are super excited about. I understand you are starting like a cattle college where you are actually educating people and doing one-day seminars on cattle, taking them through the futures, the options, the LRP. Congratulations for you for having your LRP. I'll say it. Not, I've said it before. If you're a futures and options broker and you're an expert on hogs and cattle and you didn't get your LRP, what were you thinking? I mean, it's such a powerful tool. I also really understand that we're going to be going, you can tell us more about the Cattle College in a little bit, but I understand that we're going to start going live from Bloomington. I think in the middle of June, we're going to do ATI Pro Media live from Bloomington. If you're interested in being there for that whole day education seminar, it's free, but we just want to get a head count so we can have food ready and everything else. But we're going to go live from Bloomington a few times this summer. We're going to go live from Farm Progress. And we want to get out there. We want to see our clients. We want to see our future clients. Some people, Mr. Huck, they don't want to do futures and options. They just want to pay for information. And we understand that. I have a client who never traded futures and options, closed his account, clicked and signed up for ATI Pro Media. Doesn't offend me at all. I mean, we're here to educate people, and I just don't like working for free. So I don't mind doing ATI Pro Media Premium, but we need to get paid. Just like a farmer doesn't want, they say, how much is ATI Pro Media? I say, oh, just give me 4 bushels of corn per month. And that's how much it is. We're right. Good. Might take five, actually, maybe six, who knows?
So when you say live from Bloomington, what do you mean, Tommy? You're going to be recording live in Bloomington, but you'll invite some VIP people in, right? To view it live as well. Is that right?
Yes. So we want to get about 25, 30 people on our first go. We can get 50. We could probably get 75 people. We have a beautiful room where we can do some really cool tech stuff. We have a great IT department at Advanced Trading, but with this software and cameras I have and mics and mixers, We'll do it like my friend Jesse Allen. When I was at Commodity Classic, remember we'd walk around and Jesse'd be like, come up to the corn growers booth. You're going to do the close with me. And we'll have the headphones on, the mic, maybe just one camera on all three of us. But we'll have like Tommy Grisafi and Connor Bridgman and Dave Lechtenberger, Tony Dunker talking hogs. She is our hog expert down there in old Quincy, Illinois. And then we're going to do an education seminar midday and we'll get like an agronomist or someone else in because farmers love talking agronomy and we're in the bushel business. And then at the end of the day, we're going to do a market recap and that'll be our ATI Pro Media premium edition for the day. And it's going to be fun to do it from the road. I don't know if people realize we have an office in Ames, Iowa now. Mm-hmm. And Boone is where the Farm Progress Show is. So we literally have headquarters just 10 miles away from that. And that's going to be fun to be there. And we want to go to farmer shows. We noticed from Commodity Classic, we shouldn't have had a booth. We should have been at your booth. XYZ Company, want to create a buzz? Have the ATI Pro Media team stop by. That's what we're doing. Thanks for asking, Brady.
You bet. Well, it's interesting to see how the world changes, how the whole circuit changes from media and education. And I think our goal is to meet producers' needs, whether it's hedging and execution, or if it's just simply education and information, right,
Tommy? Yeah, we have a question from Connor. He wants to get to the real news. Let's bring it in.
Oh, what is this one?
Mr. Rick, bring in the comments. Get to the real news, guys. What fridge did Gina pick out? Well, if you caught yesterday's episode, we talked about the markets and everything, but then we had to cut it short because I had to go buy a fridge. Well, good news is we're still married. We did not seek counseling. We have a fridge. It only took about 10 minutes to pick out. There wasn't my number one gal. She had it all figured out. She knew what color she wanted. Of course, she bought the good one, but that's fine. It's definitely when you walk in our kitchen, the first thing you're going to see is the fridge. We may have bought a microwave too. We bought the GE brand and it's going to look good. So obviously you could see here, we even had to buy a baby fridge, Connor, because our fridge isn't going to be in for 3 weeks. So we had to buy like a college fridge just to keep the eggs and bacon and everything else. So I'm glad you're concerned about that. Here we go. Farmer Brett, let's bring in that question, Mr. Rick. Do you guys know what percentage of wheat goes overseas? Oh, that's a great question. I'm going to answer it with not enough. We have plenty of wheat. We could use more exports. We could rail it out. We're not selling enough wheat, and the world has too much wheat, and Russia loves to drop wheat bombs all over the world. Here you go. ICAR boosts Russia 2023-2024 wheat export outlook to 53 million tons. So
I think that, you know, tons. To that question, you know, the U.S. is very much a residual supplier, and it seems like, you know, whether it's South America corn or Russian wheat, a much larger percentage of their crops hit the export market and fill those global needs than does the U.S. I glanced at that question ahead of time. I cheated and looked.
I
went to the WASDE, 213 million metric tons of exportable, 19 million metric tons of exportable wheat, 49 production. So, you know, not quite 50%, 40%, I guess, would be a rough number for U.S. export wheat exports that go to the, I think we're getting there, maybe.
Yeah, I like that. Not enough, it's my answer. But on a positive note, switching that to corn and beans, we're doing a lot better job keeping what corn and beans we grow here in the United States. We had a record crush number, everything else. You want to talk about, Brady, real quick, how we're subsidizing South America's agriculture? I understand. Did we import some aviation fuel?
What a mess. Yeah, absolutely. Picked up on a couple different stories here, and that U.S. imports Brazil ethanol and that's going to go for the sustainable aviation fuel market. So Brazil sugarcane-based ethanol meets the U.S. government's rules and requirements for that sustainable aviation fuel, while homegrown American corn ethanol doesn't meet that criteria today. Something wrong with that picture. We can't be doing that, in my opinion. I'm sure the NCGA, National Corn Growers Association, gonna have some strong words about that. But
Farmer Brett, I wonder if that is trending up or down. It probably is trending down, in my opinion. We could use it to trend down. Can we talk about places that universities and education centers that didn't have riots. Are you ready to go through the list?
Let's go through that list. Yeah. Okay. What do we got there?
There's not a single plumbing school in America that had a riot here the last few days. There's not a single electrician school that had a riot. Welding schools, things seem to be pretty calm over there. Everyone's behaving. Yeah. And all the trades have been very well behaved. Congratulations to people who actually could hit someone over the head with a hammer and use it both as a tool and a weapon. Now, take it to the East Coast, to the Ivy League schools where we're teaching our brightest minds. We have major, major, major conflicts here on American soil. And it is getting ugly, folks. I have a dear family friend who goes to Columbia in New York. That's right there in Manhattan. And he literally said, I'm scared. And he's 6'2", in great shape. He said, it's scary. We're escorted everywhere on campus by authorities. And that's not the education piece I think he was looking for when he went to one of the finest universities in America. So big shout out to all the people. Get up every day, mind their own business, have a trait. I don't know what they're teaching them in school. It looks like they're teaching violence out there. And it's not just that school. It's a lot of schools. And something's got to give. I don't know. I'm glad I'm in my basement here. I feel safe down here. I wouldn't put up with that for 1 second, Brady, would you?
No, what a mess. Disgusting. I don't know. Get back in class is my thoughts.
Well, in 195 days, one of these fine candidates will be able to figure it all out and straighten this ship. All right, 200 people watching. We got that out about the trades. We went through crop progress. We pretty slow day. Grains have a nice little bid to them. Corn up 2, beans up 6, cattle hanging out.
Half back in cattle. You threw that out there this morning comments. We're half back off that retracement, the sell-off. So good retracement in cattle market, Tommy.
Yeah. Yeah, I got my Peterson sweatshirt on. Did I ever tell you about the lady who I was wearing the Peterson logo, and she said, I don't support that marijuana stuff. She thought the logo was marijuana. It's like,
oh, gosh,
soybean plant. I mean, people are looking for a fight. And yeah. Anyway, she we'll take the fifth or drink the fifth for that lady. That's it, folks. That's today's show. Mr. Brady Huck, I don't know, he pulled that wheat number off the wazzy. We had comments. We talked about premium content. Mr. Rick's driving the show. I will end it. We're going to do Dave Lechtenberg on premium. We'd love to, the ATI Pro Media would love to come out to your event and broadcast live. And there's going to be a lot of opportunities for that. Media is changing and we're helping it do it. Mr. Brady Huck, Dodge City, Kansas. Tom Grisafi, Valparaiso, Indiana. Give us a call. I want to hear where you're having a weather problem. 1-855-737-FARM. Mr. Brady Huck, wrap it up, sir.
Give us a call tomorrow or anytime. Check us out. Dave Lechtenberg. It's going to be a lights out segment today. I feel it, Tommy. Dave Lechtenberg, he always brings good stuff.
He has the best hair in the industry. I'll leave it with that. See you, buddy.
See you.
Okay. I will end the show.
Thanks for joining us. We're here every day, 9 a.m. Central. Don't forget to like and subscribe. We'll see you next time.